Laugh a lot. BK.
BK.
Be kind. Too good. Laugh a lot.
Cast up roll things. Little food for your soul, things. Life ain't always pretty, but hey, it's pretty beautiful things. Laugh a little more things. Tighten up your core things. Said EK, you're kicking it with four things.
With Amy Brown.
Okay, here we are, episode 12, and I feel like I've got to address some things from previous episodes. I do check the emails that y'all send me, and it seemed like I was getting a ton regarding hot lemon water, and that's from episode 8, where I shared with y'all why I do it every morning, the benefits, but I think I left y'all hanging on the recipe and what I do, like the ratio of lemon to water, and then I was even getting questions if you can use the lemon that's in that cute little plastic thing at the grocery store that looks like a lemon, but it's just got juice inside. I personally wouldn't use that. I mean, I guess if that's all you got, go for it. But I like to use a fresh lemon, and I cut it in half, and I take the juice from half a lemon, and I mix it with 8 ounces of warm water. Boom. That easy. If you want to throw in some ginger, you can do that as well. It's just like a little bonus, but you don't have to. But that is the little concoction, and you can have that every morning if you want to hear more about why it's good for you. Again, that's on episode 8. And then on episode 10, I gave y'all my homemade deodorant recipe, which is awesome. I love it. But there was at least one email saying maybe they were confused if it was baking soda or baking powder. So I'll just clarify now. It's 1/3 cup of coconut oil, 1/4 cup of baking soda, and 1/4 cup of arrowroot powder. And you mix all of that together, and then you can even sprinkle in some essential oils if you want to. My personal favorite would be like a vanilla essential oil. I love that. So there you go. Now that we got that out of the way, kind of we'll share with you what's to come on this episode. And I've got a really cool little blog post that my sister wrote a couple of years ago that I just want to read to y'all. It's something I hadn't thought about in a couple years, but it was put on my heart. And I went to read it again, and it was just really good for me to read. And I thought, okay, if this was good for me, it might be good for somebody else. And it's called Huddled Over Grace. And I'm going to share that with y'all. And then I have something you need to be doing every morning when you wake up. I guess in addition to hot lemon water, you could wake up and look in the mirror and do this every day, because I'm going to start trying to do it. And maybe, you know, it'll improve our day. I think it really will. It'll make our days better. And then Kelly from Velvet's Edge is coming on to share the perfect red lips. Finding that perfect red lip color can be really hard because we all don't wear the same shade of red because our skin tones are different. But she has a trick. And when she told me this, I was like, what? I have never heard that before, but it's genius and everybody needs to know about it. And then we're coming off the Super Bowl, so I definitely ate things that I don't normally eat and was craving this detox smoothie, one of my favorite ones that I make. So I'm going to share with y'all that. So if you too need to get back on the health train, then you'll want to make this recipe ASAP. Here we go.
First thing.
Okay, so my sister, Christy, she's someone that I have on the podcast from time to time. And a little fun fact about us is we used to have a blog together. It's still up, oneplumtree.com. I will say she contributed to it more than I did. I was really into it when we were doing the recipes. I think we put about 5 different recipes up, which you've got to go check out. If you love mac and cheese, you have to check out our Alabama mac and cheese, yo, because that recipe is legit. And then it's like the best chocolate cake recipe ever is also up there. And like pretty sure this enchiladas my sister used to make all the time, and like black beans, homemade. Anyway, check all that out. It's at oneplumtree.com. And I just went to it to check it out because I haven't been in a really long time. And it says One Plum Tree and 2 sisters who used to have one. That's under our about section, because growing up, we had one plum tree in our backyard. So that's how we got the name. And for the longest time on social media, my sister's handle was One Plum Tree, but she recently just changed it to at Christy Dozier to streamline some stuff that she's doing with her husband and Root Design. They have a couple of different handles, but she's a really great follow. I think she's a great writer. I've always loved when my sister shares things and shares her words because she's just so good. If I could write like this, I kind of get annoyed sometimes that I didn't inherit her writing skills at all, because I cannot write like this. But she posted at one point in time, my whole point in bringing up our old blog, One Plum Tree, is that she put a post up after our mom died about grace, and she titled it Huddled Over Grace. And I haven't thought about this post in a really long time, but for whatever reason, it came to me the other day and I thought I need to share this on the podcast. So maybe it's for somebody out there that definitely needs to hear it. And I called my sister, told her I was going to do it, thought about having her on to talk about it, but it's just her life's a little bit crazy right now. So I'm just going to read it. So just know these are my sister's words, and it's from our blog, One Plum Tree. It's titled Huddled Over Grace. And thank you, Christy, for these awesome words. And I'll have you on the podcast soon, because definitely have some stuff we need to talk about with her for sure. But for now, I'll just read her words. Again, here's Huddled Over Grace. I sat on the floor of the shower holding a bottle of white liquid soap. My head was tilted up as streams of warm water rained down my face, washing away fresh tears. The cries were fewer and farther between, but they still came at times. Grief would come in waves, they told me, and it has. 3 months earlier, we had lost our mom to cancer. That day, I was headed back to her house to face the cabinets, drawers, closets, not just her things, but of her memory and of my memories with her. I didn't want to go, but more truthfully than that, I didn't want her to be gone anymore. I looked down at the nearly empty bottle of soap in my hand. It had been part of a present from our mom to my sister, Amy, and I. A simple soap and lotion gift set in the midst of complicated twists and turns of cancer life. A little gift labeled and branded Pure Grace. I remember standing there the day she gave it to us, hugging in my kitchen. The three of us, arms intertwined, heads touching, staring at our shoes, huddling over that simple gift of soap, lotion, and grace. Unspoken words rumbled through our minds as we asked someone to take a picture, not because this was the first time we had ever huddled that way, but because current circumstances and possibilities gnawed within us. We wanted to capture how we loved each other. Not long after that day, we were back in my home again. This time, a hospital bed was set up in my bedroom for our mom, and my house had become a revolving door of nurses and friends and family from all over stopping by each day to bring food or flowers or letters or candles or paper goods or drinks or to pick up laundry or kids or just to stay and visit or to say goodbye. This was hospice care. This was the unwanted end that we had been fighting against. However, a beautiful, loving end if there had to be one. Amy and I spent most of the time on either side of our mom, our arms sometimes intertwined, our heads sometimes touching hers, huddled over the gift of grace in our mother and clinging to the gift of grace in our God. The grace that gave us the courage to whisper in her ear, "It's okay to go home." And so I sat on the floor of the shower, gripping that bottle of white liquid soap, that now nearly empty bottle of Pure Grace, and it registered gratefully that true grace is never empty. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in your weakness. 2 Corinthians 12:9. And here I was sad and weak and in need of much grace, but not the kind that comes in a bottle, because at the end of the day, we all know that's just soap, but true grace, the kind that helps you face loss with hope, the kind that helps you choose forgiveness, thankfulness, and joy, the kind of grace that gets you up off the floor of the shower and is never almost empty because it never runs out. His grace, thankfully, never runs out. With such grace, an end is transformed to a beginning. Choose grace, Christy. And then what's crazy too about that day is I happened to be wearing my Giving Key necklace that said grace. So she sent me this blog post to review before she posted it on our website. And I was like, shut up. I can't believe you just wrote about this. It's not a necklace I wore every day, but I looked down and I said, I'm wearing my Grace Giving Key necklace. So she attached that picture to the bottom of the blog. And then also in the blog is the photo of the soap and then the photo of my mom and my sister and I hugging, which I have framed in my bedroom now. It's a really special moment. But anyway, this is just something that was put on my heart. So I wanted to share it in case someone out there needed to hear about grace today. So there you go. Second thing. I feel like I give you all a lot of things to do in the mornings on this podcast. Like I've told you to quit snoozing. And that comes from me, a former chronic snoozer. I've told you to start making your bed. And this comes from me who I never used to make my bed and now I do. And you honestly feel better when you don't snooze. And you start your day great when you make your bed. And I tell you to drink hot lemon water every morning. And honestly, you'll feel better if you do. So this is stuff that I think will make us better. And I have another thing I'm going to add to our morning plate, and it's positive affirmations. I read this article the other day and I pulled a little section I'm going to read to you because it really stuck with me. I'm like, okay, I need to start implementing this. And it's not the first time that I've thought about this because I know I've seen it before and I think I've tried to dabble with it, but I'm like, you know what? I think now I need to be all in on this because I can be extremely negative towards myself and I think I need to stop doing that because it's not healthy. And when I read this article, it made me think of my friend Allie Fallon, who is amazing, and I 100% am going to have her on this podcast one day soon when we can work it out. I haven't even asked her yet. I just need to finally do that because I know she would come on, and she is the queen of this stuff. One time I was over at her place, and I went in her bathroom, and she had Post-it notes with all these affirmations, and it was really great because that's something that she, anytime she's looking in the bathroom mirror, that's what she repeats back to herself, and I think that's why she's so healthy and wise and such an inspiration to me and such an encouragement. Oh, she's totally got it down. Again, oh, you know what else she's really good at is essential oils. So maybe we could get a twofer with her. I can get her to talk about the affirmations and I can get her to talk about oils. Also, she's an amazing writer. Like she's written a book and is a ghostwriter for tons of people. I don't know necessarily that it's always ghost. Maybe sometimes you'll know that it's her helping out, but she does these writing workshops. So if you're ever into writing, definitely you need to look her up and follow her. A-L-L-Y-F-A-L-L-O-N. Okay, now back to the positive affirmations. Here's what I read, or part of what I read. Begin each day by acknowledging something positive about yourself. Maybe you handled a stressful situation really well yesterday, or accomplished your first headstand in yoga class. Even something as simple as acknowledging that you smiled a little more yesterday is worth noting. All the little things we overlook truly make a difference. Focusing on the positive moments in your day will transform your mindset over time. So boom, wake up, don't suppress the news, make your bed, grab your hot lemon water, and when you're getting ready, look in the mirror and say something positive about yourself. Acknowledge something that you have done that's awesome, or give yourself a compliment. And I started to think too, maybe this will be good for me because one of my love languages is words of affirmation. And I rely on that from other people oftentimes, well, solely pretty much. So I'm like, maybe this will help. I mean, why can't I encourage myself with my own words of affirmation? Which if you haven't done the whole love language thing and you're in a relationship, it's definitely helpful so you can understand your partner and kind of what they need to feel loved. Let me see if I can recall the five love languages. There's receiving gifts, quality time, words of affirmation, acts of service, and physical touch. Boom. Yeah, that's the five. So that's another book you should check out. Pretty sure it's called The Five Love Languages or something like that. I can't remember who wrote it. Chapman something? Yeah, maybe. Okay, well, y'all have Google. You can figure it out. But thank you for joining me on this journey of positive affirmations. Let's do it. Guess what? We added more sizes and kid sizes to our All for Love Four Things pullover. It's the pullover that says love four times. And I know I told y'all we were running low and we ran real low, but we decided to restock because people were loving it. And obviously the more that we put out there, the more hope we can spread throughout Haiti because that's what the Espoir line supports. So it's the Four Things pullover, All for Love. It says love four times and it's pink ombre. So it fades from pink to red and it's just the cutest. I wear mine all the time. The kids' ones are adorable. My son loves his. I mean, he's a boy, but he's all about the pink and red. It's precious. My daughter loves hers. I passed them out to the girls on the Bobby Bone Show. They're obsessed. So go check them out, theshopforward.com, and know that with your purchase, you're going to do some good in Haiti, and you can feel good about that. Buy them for your whole family, whatever. But we did restock the sizes. By the time you're hearing this, I don't know if we're going to have sold out, but definitely go see if you can snag yourself one. TheShopForward.com. It's the All for Love Four Things pullover under the Espoir line, ESPWA, which means hope in Haitian Creole. So we're about a week and a half away from Valentine's Day, and I thought I would bring in Kelly Henderson from Velvet's Edge to talk about, you know, ways to get dressed up in case you've got plans. But I do want to also say that maybe you don't have Valentine's plans, which is totally fine. Maybe you're going out with the girls. Maybe you're going to sit at home and put on a chick flick movie and wear your pajamas and sweats. Kelly and I support that, right?
100%. 100%.
Yes. What would be your go-to, like, if you were just chilling at home on Valentine's, like, in your sweats? What's your movie?
What's my movie?
What would you pop in?
I mean, Love Actually. This like Christmas movie, but still, it's such a good love story movie too.
It's a good one. It's a good one. I would probably go, if I'm by myself.
I know you don't want to be too depressed.
I know. Pretty Woman.
Okay.
It's one of my favorites.
Not the angle I thought you would take, but
okay. So like, I get that you may not have Valentine's plans, but you could actually apply whatever Kelly's going to say about getting dressed up and going out and maybe adding a little lip color. I know we're going to talk about adding that pop of red to your lips, which I am nervous about all the time.
You and I have discussions about this all the time.
Yes, because you just have to go for it and you have to own it, but you do have to pick the right shade. But maybe you have something coming up that you need to really feel good for and look good and get dressed up. And these tips could apply to any of that. So it's not just Valentine's Day, but because that is around the corner, I thought Kelly could come on and share because she's my fashion go-to. Where do you want to start? And this is stuff that's up on her blog, her lifestyle blog, which is velvetsedge.com. And then she's at velvetsedge on Instagram. And so you can go check it all out in case you don't remember everything I'm saying. Kelly's awesome and she's got like a website and all that stuff. I don't have that yet. People are always like, where can I go find your stuff? And I'm like, yeah, I'm still working on that. But Kelly's it's actually a great thing to hit up. Even if Kelly, you've got it all up there. Like gift guides, your gift guides are amazing.
Thank you.
I know that's not what we're here to talk about, but I thought I'd just pat you on the back when it comes to that.
It does make it easy to shop.
And shopping.
One stop shop.
Like, yes, you just, if you're on Instagram, you can swipe up a lot of times or double tap and get whatever or when you're on her website, you just click on a link and it's like so easy.
Right there.
And it's like Kelly's done all the hard work for you. It's great.
You always say if you look good, you feel good, you do good?
I never can get it right.
I can't either.
Carrie was on last week talking about face shaving and she said the exact same thing. She goes, what is it we say? If you look good, you feel good. And when you feel good, you work. And
what is it we say? We don't know.
We don't even know what it is. But just know that, which I think I know where you're going with this. It's like, if you're going to go out and you want to like feel awesome and sexy and hot, whether it's your boyfriend or a ladies' night or your husband of 1 year or 20 years,
right. Like
try to look good and feel good. And then when you feel good, you'll do your best at whatever it is
doing. Best at your date night. You'll kill that date night.
Yes.
I think the main thing you and I talked about was just the color red in general has been so big last year. And it's continuing to be huge for this year.
Okay, so it's still in. When you say it's big, is that like in clothing, on nails, lips,
everything?
What? So everything.
Just trend-wise, the color red is just around. And it's also, I mean, as far as lips go, it's just a classic staple. Mm-hmm. So with Valentine's Day, there's a huge tie back to the color red, obviously, because that's like the theme color for Valentine's Day.
The color of love.
So in my post on velvetsedge.com, I'll give you like a couple different options of, if you are going out, some date night options that tie back into the color red. Even if you're staying home, like cute PJs, cute sweats that can, you know,
because again, if
red
you look
related.
Good, you feel good.
Exactly.
You'll kill
even
your alone
your
time.
Couch.
Yes. Which I think, you know, we're bringing that up. So I want to say, like, Kelly and I are pro that. Like, if your night
have a date on Valentine's Day.
Okay, so Kelly, are you going to, what do you think you might do that night? Like, girls or, like, bubble bath?
I mean, it depends on the rest of my week, probably. When is Valentine's Day? It's the middle of the week this year?
It's on a Thursday.
So probably bubble bath.
Hey, see?
Yeah.
And I love that.
It's all about self-care, self-love, too. Mm-hmm.
This is the year of self-care.
100%.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so back to, what were we talking about?
The color red. And so when I was talking to you about what we wanted to talk about today, one of the main questions I get as a makeup artist is, how do I pick the right color red lip? You know, I think that's really, really difficult for people. So I have a few quick tips. And again, like you said, this will be on velvetsedge.com later this week. But one of the reasons I specifically love red lips is because as a makeup look in general, even wearing a red lip can make your eye pop, like your eyes pop.
Really?
If you have light color eyes like yours, anytime I put a darker lip on you, I feel like it makes your eyes really stick out. So that people don't think about that.
No, I don't.
Yes. So that it makes your teeth look whiter.
Oh, that's good.
Yes. And it's flattering on any skin tone if you pick the right color. So how do you pick the right color is the question.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of articles you can Google obviously about this, but I'll give you guys the quick tips that I do. You have to figure out what color, like what kind of skin tone you have first. So do you have like a yellow based skin tone or are you fair skinned and you have like a more pink skin tone?
Mm-hmm. I'm more pinky, I feel like.
Yes, me too. So for people like us, you want a red lip with a blue undertone.
Okay.
So a bold, bright red lip, or you, like we like to do like the deeper kind of plummy red lips on you.
I love a plummy red. Mm-hmm.
But all of that has a blue undertone.
Wow.
And then if you have like a yellow skin, which will be like, you know, like Hispanic skin tones or any sort of like Italians, a lot of times have this yellow. Like
the skin tan, that I want.
Same, yeah. Same. Like the olive based mm-hmm. skin tones that are so beautiful, that tan easily.
Yeah.
That's when you're going to want the more orangey red with the undertones. Another easy trick is if you look at your vein color, like if your veins, when you look at them, have like a blue like mine do.
Yes, mine are blue.
Right. So we want the blue undertones again.
Oh, so.
If you have the green veins, that's the orangey.
Oh, good tip.
Isn't that weird? Yeah.
I never knew that.
So that's just an easy pick. Another thing about red lips is like the application process can be tricky. So something I like to tell people is if you're overwhelmed with a red lip and you're like, this is too much for me. Start with your finger and just put a little bit of the lip color on your finger and start patting it into your lip. And it's more of a stain that way. And it's not so aggressive. And you can kind of ease in and not have to be full on red lip.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love it.
So those are some tips. Always use liner too if you're going full.
Yeah, because you don't want the red bleeding all over mm-hmm. your face.
And if you do mess up and get it on your chin, it's a quick fix with either a makeup wipe or just take a brush with some concealer. Kind of outline that area.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Good tip.
I have a video on velvetsedge.com doing that too.
Oh,
yeah.
See, y'all, I told y'all she has it all up on her website. She's very prepared.
Everything.
Everything.
Yeah. But speaking of Valentine's Day, that's the perfect chance to rock a red lip or a date night. Although, you know, I think guys don't love it that much.
Why?
Because they can't kiss you.
Oh. Well, just be like, can you wait till the end of the night to kiss me? Let me take off my red lip.
Excuse me while I remove my red lip.
Yeah. I guess it does kind of affect the whole makeout thing.
Yeah.
I mean, then
they're just wearing a red lip too.
And then their eyes pop.
Yeah. Their teeth look so white.
But the big question is it their shade?
Ooh.
Check their vein color. Okay, so in addition to the red lips, like clothing-wise, Kelly's going to have up style options for Valentine's Day. Like literally, she's styling and putting together an outfit. So by the time you're hearing this, you have a week to shop if you want to, and it'll be an outfit from going out, like on a date, right, Kelly? And then like a girls' night outfit maybe, and then even if you're staying home.
Yeah, and I think we'll do a couple different looks. Like if you're going out on a date, obviously, for Valentine's Day, the dress option is huge. So I'm going to pick a couple different dresses just for different body types and style them out that way.
What is your advice to girls that are going out? Not that this would necessarily be Valentine's Day. I'm just thinking in general, if it's a first date, how do you approach first dates? Do you try to go super dressed up all out, or would you recommend going like super chill, meet in the middle, like nothing too casual?
I think it's a meet in the middle moment because you don't want to look like you tried too hard, mm-hmm. but you also want to look your best. So somewhere in the middle of like, cool girl, but I didn't spend hours doing this, even though maybe you did. but just not over the top, like you're going to a beauty pageant maybe.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we're not doing that
ever,
but you know, just in case. Okay. I was just curious about that. But again, Kelly's velvetsedge.com is a one-stop shop for things. And I feel like if you're stuck on what to wear Valentine's Day or any date night or girls' night or whatever, this is probably a good post to check out because
for sure.
Kelly's, again, she's done all the work for you. Just click and shop. And then it shows up at your door and you're like, this is the easiest way to get shopping done ever. And then if it doesn't work, you just return it back in the mail. It's so easy.
There you go.
Okay, hopefully the tips on red lips works out for a lot of you. And if you try it, post on Instagram and tag us.
Yeah,
tag
I would love to see.
Velvet's Edge and at Radio Amy because we want to check out those lips. Kelly, do it into the microphone. Oh.
Mine was like juicy.
Yeah, ooh. I was like, oh, hey. If there's any guys listening, Kelly's single. If you're looking for a good cleansing detox smoothie, I've got the recipe for you, and it's the Glowing Green Smoothie. You've likely heard me talk about it before if you've been, you know, following me for a long time, because this is a smoothie I used to drink every single day. No joke. Like, I did not like missing at all. I would take Glowing Green Smoothies with me to Haiti. I would make them ahead of time. I'd freeze them. Then I'd wrap them up, put them in baggies and all kinds of things to make them secure, And then I'd put them in my luggage and I would check the bag. And then by the time I got to Haiti, they would start to thaw out and I would drink them while I was there. So that's how dedicated I was to the glowing green smoothie. And, you know, now it's when I crave it, I make it, because I'm doing that whole thing where I'm trying to just listen to my body, because I have things going on in my head sometimes regarding food and I can get really stuck in a certain routine and I'm trying to be more go with the flow. Again, I'm going to keep circling back to this, but that's why I don't want to give y'all exactly what I do every day, because I'm trying to just listen to my body, see what I'm craving, and then not freak out if I have something that's, you know, quote unquote bad or not good for me. You know, if I wake up in the morning and I want a protein smoothie, like a Fab Four smoothie from Kelly Levesque, boom, I'm going to make it. If I wake up and I want a matcha latte with some Vital Proteins, boom, I'm going to make it. Well, this week I woke up and I was desperately craving the glowing green smoothie. So that's what I made. And it makes about 3 servings for me, depending on how much you drink. And you really shouldn't drink it past day 3. But that's a great thing. It makes this huge blender full of smoothies, and you can pour it into 3 different mason jars, put it in the fridge, boom, you have breakfast for the next 3 days. So that is what I have been doing for breakfast. And I think it started with, you know, Super Bowl Sunday, definitely ate a lot of foods I don't normally eat, and I just felt gross. So I wanted to cleanse. So that's what I've been doing with the glowing green smoothie, which from here on out, I'm going to call it the GGS. That's what Kimberly Snyder calls it. And plus, it's just easier to say. But she's the creator of the Glowing Green Smoothie. And it really is awesome. Like, it kickstarted my weight loss journey, my health journey into eating healthier, more nutritious foods, being aware of what I was putting in my body, took down inflammation. I lost weight. And I think that's probably why I was such a committed fan for so long. And then now that I've got my body kind of where I want it to be, that's why I'm like, okay, I just need to not freak out and just listen to my body and what I'm craving. That being said, I don't know where you are with your body and how you're feeling, but you can't go wrong if you make this, because you will feel good after you drink it, because it's full of tons of veggies and fruit. I would say don't stress when I give you the recipe. Don't like freak out, because I know when I first started, I was like, oh my gosh, did I measure it right? Is everything great? As long as your ratio is about 70% greens and then the rest of it fruit, you're good to go. At least that's what Kimberly recommends. Now, I have some do's and don'ts that I pulled from her website, and then I'll share with you the recipe. But just always know you can Google Kimberly Snyder Glowing Green Smoothie, or you could even Google Amy Bobby Bone Show Glowing Green Smoothie, because I know I've done some blogs about this in years past. So some do's and don'ts of the Glowing Green Smoothie from Kimberly's website. She said, do remember the sacred ratio, which I just shared that with y'all. It's about 70% greens such as spinach, romaine, kale, Swiss chard, or herbs such as parsley and cilantro. And then the rest of it, the other 30% should consist of various fruits like apples, pears. There's also celery mixed in there. That's, I don't know, I'm pretty sure that's a vegetable, but it wasn't listed there. And then you've got lemon juice for some vitamin C. You've got banana. You can also throw in mangoes if you want to, or strawberries or blueberries or whatever fruit you prefer. You can mix and match the combinations, but don't include more than 30% of fruit in your GGS, because it's not a fruit smoothie. It's a veggie smoothie. Also, don't use the same greens every single time. Mix it up. Like when I was making it a lot, I would get in a rut where I would do like, okay, spinach, kale, romaine. And every week I was making the same thing. But this is a really good advice, because you want to give your body the widest variety of nutrients possible. So that's why you should mix up the greens. So if you make this more than once, which it may take some getting used to, but it's not as scary as it sounds. I remember the girl at church that told me about this smoothie. I was like, I'm like, this sounds disgusting. Like, there's no way I'm going to make this. But I was so desperate to get pregnant that I was like, well, I guess I'll try it. So I went and I bought the Beauty Detox Solution book. And there I was in my kitchen making the smoothie for the first time. So what's another thing? Okay, she says, do drink your GGS in the right amounts. Apparently, a common mistake that people make is they don't drink enough and they wonder why they're not noticing some of the benefits of it, because they're just drinking like 8 ounces. She says you've got to drink a minimum of 16 ounces of GGS each morning. 8 ounces is not going to cut it. So start with 16 and then gradually build yourself up to 24. I've got a Vitamix, which is what I recommend if you're a big smoothie or soup maker. But when I first started out with this stuff, I had a normal blender and it was definitely way more work. I had to chop up things like a lot more, but it can be done. Don't feel like you have to go run out and buy a Vitamix all of a sudden, because they are expensive. my husband ended up getting it for me for Christmas, and I was so excited. Bed Bath & Beyond does have their 20% off coupons, which they're sold there. But now I feel like I've had mine for a long time, and I feel like Vitamixes are more available. Now they have different levels. They have a more affordable level. Again, even the affordable is still crazy expensive. I get that. But just know if you have a normal blender, it's fine. You just may have to chop up your fruit and veggies a little bit more before you start blending. But anyway, in my Vitamix, I can make a really big batch. And so I would say this week, I got 3 servings of 20 ounces. So that lasted me 3 days. And she doesn't recommend that you drink it. Like after day 3, you should kind of be done and be building another smoothie. But that's the great thing about it is you can make this recipe and then have breakfast for 3 days. And then you can make it again and have it for another 3 days. She says not to chug your GGS, which I remember when I was reading this a long time ago. I was like, what? You want me to chew my smoothie? But yeah, she does. It prepares your body for digestion and you're less likely to get bloated and stuff if you do this. So yeah, chew your smoothie. I don't even care if you're drinking a different kind of smoothie. You should still chew it because your body will release like these enzymes and get everything ready and give your body a chance to digest everything properly. I even chew my juice. Like if I get a straight green juice, I don't get juice that has fruit in it because if I'm going to have fruit, I want the fiber. But if I get a straight green juice, I will chew it. I don't know. I'm crazy. She says here, don't add fat or protein. Yep, don't do it. Nope, nope, nope. She doesn't want you messing with the recipe at all whatsoever. With that said, I guess I'll go ahead and get into the glowing green smoothie recipe. You can slow me down. You can write it down. But I really recommend just Googling this. 7 cups of chopped spinach, 6 cups of chopped romaine, 2 cups of cold filtered water, about 4 stalks of celery, not like... I don't know how to ever explain celery because like there's the big stalk, like what's that called? The bundle maybe? And then you take 3 little individual stalks or 4 actually. I do 4. 1 medium apple cored and chopped, 1 medium pear cored and chopped, 1 medium banana peeled and cut into thirds, which another tip about Kimberly is she likes your bananas to have spots. I know that sometimes you're like, ew, this banana does not look good. It's ugly. It's like probably bad. It's not. She actually, and plus they taste a little sweeter, so it helps the smoothie taste good. 2 tablespoons of freshly squeezed lemon juice, which for me, that's about 1/2 lemon. Or you could even put in a whole lemon if you want to. And then I do 1/2 cup of cilantro. Sometimes I do a full cup if I'm feeling crazy because cilantro is really good for detoxing and pulling out heavy metals. So is parsley. So here she recommends 1/2 cup of cilantro and 1/2 cup of parsley. But again, both of those are optional, but I put them in. They're so good. Fill the blender with 2 cups of water. Blend the spinach and romaine until smooth. Add the celery, the apple, the pear, and the herbs if you're using. And then blend again until smooth. Finally, add the lemon juice and banana and do your last blend. Pour and enjoy. So there's the GGS. I hope that y'all like it and... You know, if you start drinking it, email me, let me know how it's going, because I really feel like if you add this into your diet, you'll start to notice a difference. But again, there's other smoothies that I'll recommend to you on here that might counter this smoothie. It might have protein in it, but Kimberly has this design this way for a reason, so don't mess with it, okay? All right, those are the rules of the GGS. Okay, goodbye. Well, that's a wrap on today's episode. Well, not quite a total wrap because this is where I do my email shout out. And this one comes from Denise. She said, hey, Amy, I just want to send you a quick note to say I love your 4 Things podcast. I heard you talking about face shaving and face steaming. And I just want to tell you that the Vicks steam inhaler is awesome. It gets to a better temp for facial steaming than most on Amazon. I'm an engineer at the company that makes them, and we did a lot of research around it. You just don't put the vapo pad in, and you're good to go with a great steamer. Hope that helps. Keep up the great work, Denise. So super cool. I just thought that was a fun tip to pass along because some of you out there may already have the Vicks steam inhaler and you had no idea you also had a facial steamer at the same time. All you have to do is, like she said, don't put the vapo pad in. I mean, I'm sure she's biased because she works for the company, but she says they did a lot of research around it. And if it is something that's more powerful than some of the other steamers, it could be pretty awesome. And I know I've seen them at the drugstore, so I might have to pick one up, and then I've got 2 for 1 in case I ever need some Vicks steam to go in my body, or if I just need a facial steamer, boom, boom, we are done. I also got another email. I don't know for sure if I know who it's from. Oh, I do. It's from Nancy. I pulled this one. So this is like a bonus shout out, but it's more of a question and I'm going to address it. She said, At the end, you always thank Mike D and Elizabeth. Who is Elizabeth? Would love to hear something about how you came to work with her. Well, quickly, I'll just say, too, Mike D, I'm sure Nancy must be a Bobby Bone Show listener because she knows Mike D, but he's a producer on the Bobby Bone Show, and he's awesome, and he helps with the Nashville Podcast Network. He's Bobby's main producer of the Bobbycast, and what else? He's actually in the room right now. Hey, Mike, say hi to everybody.
Hey, what up, everybody?
What else do you do?
Everything Bobby does, I'm behind him in some way.
Basically.
So anything, podcast, radio, even like the TV stuff, I'm there.
Yes. Okay. So there's Mike D. And then how would you describe Elizabeth Fazio in New York? She kind of does a lot of
She's
things.
Like behind everything too, surprisingly.
She's a boss babe. Like she's so cool. She lives in New York. She's just a huge cheerleader of the show, the Bobby Bone Show, and then all of us that are branching out to do podcasts, and she just really wants to help. Again, she has like a million other things on her plate, and she was like, no, I want to help take on your podcast. I want to help you get it all, add the music in, and make sure it's edited good. I do some of the editing myself, but then Elizabeth finalizes it, throws the music in, and then sends it to Mike, and then Mike uploads it onto iTunes. Right?
That's how it works,
iHeartRadio, yeah. Or wherever you listen to podcasts. So that's kind of a summary of who those people are, since y'all are asking. And I just came to work with Elizabeth because she already was working on the show. And again, she just wants to help out and she believes in it and she's super cool. So when I'm thanking those people, that's who it is. So with that said, big thank you to Elizabeth. Big thank you to Mike D. And as always, Walker Hayes for my awesome theme song.
Little food for your soul, life ain't always pretty, but hey, it's pretty beautiful thing. Laugh a little more things. Tighten up your core. Said EK, you're kicking it with four things. With Amy Brown.